You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. After being deported to Mexico 2 years ago, Goleta community member Juana Flores is now back on the Central Coast. Her deportation and return to the U.S. exemplify the complicated system and issues immigrants and their families face. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the impact of her deportation and how new legislation introduced by a local congressman could keep Flores here permanently.
Flores has lived in the United States for more than 30 years. She's built a life on the Central Coast with her husband, 10 children, and 18 grandchildren. Flores and her husband own a house, they work and pay taxes, but this doesn't prevent her from being deported because she's not legally a citizen of the United States. Flores was deported in April of 2019 and lived mostly alone in Mexico. She was unable to visit her family in the U.S. and missed the birth of two of her grandchildren. One of her daughters, Christina Flores, says when the Flores family found out Juana would be deported, they couldn't believe it.
She hasn't committed any crimes, so she hasn't done anything to anybody, really. So she's just out here working to give us a better future for her 10 children. So once, you know, the date came and it actually happened, we were just devastated. We were just heartbroken.
Christina says the family had a hard time. Juana was a main caregiver for one of her sons who struggled with his health after she left. Some family members became depressed, and Christina says it was hard to explain to the grandkids why their grandmother wasn't around.
They will ask, where's grandma? Why did they take her away? Why is she not here? So it was kind of hard to explain, because how can you explain that to your nephews?
According to current immigration law, this kind of deportation is allowed for people who do not maintain legal status. Juana is home in Goleta now, but her family's fight to keep her in the United States continues because she's only been granted humanitarian parole, which allows her to be in the U.S. for 1 year. Philip Williams is the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at Cal Poly and was previously the director of the Center for Latin American Studies at the University of Florida, where he ran a program focused on immigration and social change. He says Juana's status reflects the precarious situation undocumented immigrants face in the U.S.
You could be living in the United States for 30 years. You could be deeply rooted in your community, own a home, and yet be on the way to school to drop your kids off, get stopped for a traffic violation, and the next thing you know, you're in deportation proceedings.
Williams says it's important to understand that the deportation process is complex and may vary in priority depending on the discretion of each political administration. He says the Obama administration took a more targeted approach to deportation, focusing on criminals first. But Williams says that changed under the next administration when former President Donald Trump issued an executive order declaring that every person who violates immigration law should be prioritized for removal, regardless of circumstance. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, then began revoking stays of removal, which allow immigrants to stay in the country. Williams says that's ultimately how Juana was deported.
ICE often has quite a bit of latitude and discretion about how it enforces the law. It's not that what the Trump administration was doing was against the law. They had a legal foundation to do what they were doing, but there was a clear shift in priority in terms of how that law was going to be enforced.
Williams says the Biden administration is showing more discretion when it comes to deportation. He says lawmakers often introduce legislation and comprehensive reform bills to address this kind of uncertainty in the immigration system and provide pathways to legal status. Central Coast Congressman Salud Carbajal is currently pushing a bill called the Protect Patriot Parents Act. It would help grant legal status for parents of active duty military personnel. American Families United, an immigration advocacy group, estimates nearly 12,000 military families face deportation issues. Carbajal says this bill could help keep Juana Flores in the country, as one of her sons, Sergeant Cesar Flores, is active duty in the U.S. Air Force.
It just doesn't make sense that you have a son who is serving voluntarily to protect our country's national security and interests, and yet for somebody who's serving to be concerned about their parents being deported.
Carbajal says he's proud to introduce the Protect Patriot Parents Act as an immigrant himself. He says the road to legal status should be easier.
I think today and for decades now, you have a broken immigration system that people can't wait 20 years, 30 years. Literally a lifetime to be able to be considered for a green card.
Carbajal says he's optimistic legislation will move forward to keep Flores here permanently, but he says at the very least, her humanitarian parole could be extended. For now, Juana Flores will remain on the Central Coast with her family for the next year. If nothing changes, she stands to be deported back to Mexico. For more information about immigration in the U.S., visit the website uscis.gov. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.